Mood Gym with Don Brown. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Anchor.fm, Player.fm, Roku TV through iTunes, smart speakers, and wherever you have your podcasts. Today we're talking a little bit more about accepting emotions, accepting our behavior, and commitment to changing our thinking and changing our behavior, moving toward those values we've been talking about in the last few sessions. Remember, as a review, that we, in previous podcasts, we made a list of our personal values, those actions that we want to take in our life that are different than goals because they're more permanent. Goals are kind of temporary things that we go towards and then we meet the goal and then we stop. But above that idea of goals is the vision or values, where we want to end up and move towards in our life. And you actually never get there. That's why it's kind of an infinity type deal where you're moving towards these values, the things that you want your life really to become. And you keep working on that continually. And you never actually reach it. You just get better and better and farther along that journey. And I was thinking again about my flying days when I was learning to fly small airplanes. And we, of course, had goals, like your goal might be to fly from Miami to Fort Lauderdale. And your goal would be to get to Fort Lauderdale. So you meet the goal and you're done. Okay. And then you go on to another goal. Okay. Fly from Fort Lauderdale to Ocala. And then you meet your goal. Okay. So that's all well and good, but it's all kind of temporary. You're doing one step at a time. And you're not really paying much attention necessarily to what your real value is. Well, my real value when I'm flying, and when every pilot is flying, hopefully, is your value is to get from one place to another safely. So you want to travel safely, get somewhere safely. So it's a verb. You're going somewhere, you're achieving something, you're moving towards something, and in this case, getting somewhere safely. So that is obviously overriding actually going from Miami to Fort Lauderdale, because that's our little goal. But more importantly is we want to get there safely, because we could theoretically plan a flight from Miami to Fort Lauderdale, which is, 40, 50 miles, not that big a deal. But if we didn't have a value of getting there safely, we might not have checked to see if we had enough fuel to get there. We might have not checked the weather to see if there's a big thunderstorm in the way. So that would have interfered not only with the goal, but with the overriding value of getting somewhere safely. So again, I want to emphasize these ideas about values are very, very important. And most of us have not thought about that much because we go from goal to goal to goal to goal, not thinking what is our real value of our life? What do we really want to do? So the idea, continuing along with those values, is when we're working on our values, we want to be present. We want to do things without judgment. We want to be being present now and not looking backwards, not looking forwards, not looking back from a year back, not looking forward to what's going to happen next year, but you're being present. So if I'm doing my checklist to get ready to fly from Miami to Fort Lauderdale, I'm not thinking about, oh, I remember that flight back a year ago. That was a really fun time going up to Fort Lauderdale. You don't want to do that, and you don't want to think about, oh, boy, can't wait till I get to Fort Lauderdale. Boy, I'm going to go to the beach and have a good old time. So you don't want to think about that, too, because you want to be in the present as you're working on this flight. And in flying, pilots have learned the habit of having a checklist, and it's actually a quite extensive checklist at that. And the idea of a checklist is you're being present. You're going through the list of things that you want to do to make sure that you meet that value of getting somewhere safely. So there might be dozens of little items on your checklist to get your plane ready to get to that vision or that point of going, traveling safely. Of course, in flying an airplane, the first thing you do is a pre-flight check. You actually walk around the airplane and check various things to see if there's any mechanical problems or anything that looks like it's broken or needs to be fixed. So you do that little walk around the airplane every time you fly. And then once you get that done, you get inside the airplane, and then you have an even longer list for different categories of flight. So when you're starting the airplane, unlike a car where you just push a button or turn a key, well, in an airplane, there's a lot of other things involved because, once again, your vision is to get somewhere safely. So when I'm just looking at my checklist here from my flying days back, flying a Piper Comanche retractable airplane, it was a little four-seater. On the starting checklist, we would check all of our electrical equipment, make sure all the circuit breakers are okay and everything's turned off. And then the next thing we want to do, which would be real important, is turn our little fuel gauge switch to the fullest tank. If you had more than one tank of gas, you want to make sure you're using the tank that has the most gas in it. And then there's some little technical things on my particular airplane. You check your mixture, which is your air and fuel mixture, little lever, and then you've got a propeller control that you check that. And then there's a carburetor heat. You turn that on or off depending on your airplane. And then finally, you turn on the switch. Like in a car, we've now done several little checks before we even turn the switch on. And then we check our fuel pump, turn it on. And then we prime the engine, which is putting a little gas into the carburetor. And then we put the throttle at a certain position, like a quarter of an inch in, for example. And then now we're ready to start the engine. So we turn the key and start the engine up. And then after that, we even have another thing. We have to turn the fuel pump off. So a lot of little things to do in an airplane, getting ready to meet our value of having a safe flight. And then after that, there's many, many different things. So after starting, there's a checklist. And then before you take off, there's a checklist. And then after you take off, there's a checklist. And then even as you level off, you're at your altitude or wherever you're planning on flying from, 3,000 feet or whatever, there's a checklist for that. And then when you're ready to land, before you land, there's a checklist for that. And then after you land, there's a checklist for that. So lots of things involved in meeting that vision of a safe flight or a safe journey. So, and again, while we're doing all these, we don't want to be distracted. Don't want to be judgmental. We don't want to say, oh, I don't need to do that one. That's not important. Oh, that one's more important than that one. So we don't go into a judgment. We're just in the present moment doing what needs to be done to have our payoff of a safe flight to our destination. So we want to think about our daily life and even our hourly life in a similar way. We want to be present. Don't want to be thinking in the past. Don't want to be thinking in the future. You're just in the present. And if you're in the present, all these other things, your future will actually come kind of automatically. You'll be doing the right thing because you are just concentrating on the present, not ruminating, not worrying, not trying to predict the future. You're just in the moment, and your mind and body will just adjust kind of automatically the way it's designed to do the correct behavior or do the correct thought. So once again, here we go back to our vision. We have our vision of those 12 or 13 things we came up with a couple podcasts ago. We're now getting into the habit of training our mind to do these habits of being present, working towards our value and not away from our values, and doing what matters. If we're moving toward our values, we're doing what matters. If we move away from our values, we're doing what doesn't matter. So if you're ruminating, worrying, trying to fix things, that's generally going away from your values. So you're doing what does not matter. But on the other hand, if you just have acceptance of what is now, be present, check to see if you're moving toward your value, then you're going to be fine. So again, it's the acceptance of what is and a commitment to constantly be going towards those values, changing your thought patterns, your behavior patterns, and moving towards those values. So anyway, hope that makes some sense to you, that you can, maybe you're not a pilot, but in your daily life, you have little tasks you do that you're in the present. You're not thinking about the past, the future. You're in the present. You're doing your job. You're listening to somebody. You're just in that moment. You're doing it without judging, hopefully. And you just go from moment to moment to moment. And then every once in a while, you just think to yourself, am I moving toward my value, or have I done something, or am I thinking that prevents me from moving towards the value? And that's what we try to get into our mind on this idea of acceptance of what is, committing to our values, and training our behavior and our minds to continually be heading in that direction. Thanks again for listening, and if you would like to comment on the podcast, please do so, and please subscribe to the podcast using your favorite podcast method, and we'll see you the next time.